Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of The Grub Buds. And this is the big one. This is the one that I think we've been waiting for a challenger on for a while. This is in the... Okay. So let's preface it first with that this is going to be our first actual challenge, per se, episode. Where we're actually... Technically, last one, we did compare all the Bud Light seltzers. This one... We're comparing different brands of something for the first time. This is the first battle episode. And I think we've all been waiting for a challenger on this concept, especially in fast food, for a long time. So, boys, welcome into the Stuffed Crust Wars episode. Papa John's versus Pizza Hut. How are you guys doing? How's everybody doing? We've got Joe, we've got Cole, and another person named... I forget your name. Joe, how are you doing?
Unlucky. Pretty good. Finally warm.
Why are you not warm?
I took a cold shower because I forgot to turn the water heater off of pilot mode.
You can turn your water heater on pilot mode?
I ran out of gas, so I had to relight the water heater and forgot to turn it back to actual heat the water mode.
Your parents left? Your parents been gone for what, 3 days, Joe?
A week.
All right, are you taking cold showers? Oh, Cole, how are you doing? Warm showers all around?
I'm doing great. Yeah, actually, I took a warm shower just earlier today, so
nice.
Still functioning as an adult. It's pretty crazy.
Look at that.
Pretty wild.
Water heater also working at my house. Took a warm shower this morning.
Yes, of course. Owen Dom, twitch.tv/domination7. How are you? You're also taking warm showers. Everybody's doing all right over there. No running out of gas or whatever's going on at Joe's house.
I don't think.
What did you do with all
baths.
That gas, Joe? How are you out of gas already? How are you already run out of gas?
It's natural gas. We have a well. Every now and then, you got to open the hole and let all the water out.
Must not be that natural if you're running out. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The pipe into the ground. I don't know if you want.
Oh, welcome in, everybody.
Organic gas.
To Grub Buds.
Free range gas.
Episode 4. Which pizza are we starting off with? So, Pizza Hut, Papa John's.
Let's start off with... I think we should start off with Papa John's, personally.
Okay. The new one. The special one.
Oh, yeah.
And I only say that because Papa John's got delivered first, so it's slightly colder.
He's trying to get to it while it might still be good.
For those of you tuned in to twitch.tv/steammachine or twitch.tv/domination7, where we're streaming these live on Twitch, you guys can see what my pizza looks like. So the rules for this were that you could pick whatever toppings you wanted on your pizza, but you had to get the same number of toppings and you had to order the same toppings at each place. The same at Papa John's, same at Pizza Hut. I personally, because Pizza Hut was running a deal. Pizza Hut's mad. Pizza Hut's pissed off about this because they're running a $12 large three-topping stuffed crust deal. $12, not bad. I think Papa John's was like $3 more than that or so for me. And I got chicken, tomato, and spinach. That was my three. I got those at both Papa John's and Pizza Hut. Showing you the Papa John's one now. I'm excited for this. Owen, let's go clockwise. Joe, what toppings will you be sampling for us?
Chicken bacon.
Chicken and bacon. A good one. Cole?
Not bad.
I am a meat guy. I've got pepperoni and Italian sausage on both of them.
Huh. Ooh, okay. Owen?
I'm
kind of more of a mixed bag on my pizza. I went pepperoni, bacon, jalapeno, Italian sausage, and pineapple.
Jesus Christ, parents pitch in for that pizza I saw, huh?
no comment.
I went a little healthier for once. I mean, it's still pizza, and it's still me, but I had pizza on Friday also, so this is going to be like my... I'm going to be eating pizza for like 8 straight days. So everybody pray for me. That'd be great.
Nice.
I'm trying not to throw away any of this food. But so that's why we're a little healthier.
I think that's how you get a superpower, honestly. Like that is, those are the steps. It's just 8 straight days.
Now here's the big question. So technically what we're really testing here is the crust. So are we going to go in like our current president, crust first?
Oh my God.
You guys... For the record, for those of you who don't know,
What's the quote from the show? What's the quote from the commercial?
When they first released the stuffed crust pizza, they got what was essentially the richest man in the world at the time, the most famous richest man, which was Donald Trump. They got him to come in there and he goes,
I eat my pizza crust first. And then he just full on takes a bite of the stuffed crust first. And everyone's like, ah!
You monster.
And that man is running our country. So we're doing it then. Crust first. Oh, yeah. To honor, you know, only so many days left. We got to honor the man. Crust first, boys. To you.
All right.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. Not bad. I would say a little, we're going to do the pizza one afterwards, the OG. I would say it's a little less melty. It's a little more cheese sticky in the crust. Not necessarily a negative thing,
mm-hmm.
but that's my initial first read on it.
So this is the first time I've ever had a stuffed crust pizza at all. But is this basically
never what
pizza and breadsticks in one?
You what?
Oh yeah, hold on. That's
called hold on. What? Everybody, backtrack. Don't slip that in. Like we're not going to talk about it. What did you just fucking say to me,
Joe? I'm a Papa John's house too, but it's not like I've never had stuffed crust.
He's a Pizza Hut house. That's the weirdest part. He's a Pizza Hut.
You're a Pizza Hut house and you've never had stuffed crust?
So, no, we're a Papa Murphy's house.
Oh, okay.
I pick Pizza Hut over Papa John's, but my parents always get Papa Murphy's and bake it at home.
Well, I mean, like Papa Murphy's isn't too bad.
Papa Murphy's is terrible. Fine. I don't know if the price makes sense enough for Papa Murphy's. Because Papa Murphy's ends up being about the same price for the same pizza, except you have to bake it yourself. I guess the argument there is that you get to make it doughy or whatever, but I'm confused. I think Papa Murphy's are just a front for the mob or something's going on there. I don't know how they make money. Maybe I've heard one or two people ever be like, you know what I'm having tonight? I'm really craving some Papa Murphy's. I'm going to go pick up a pizza and bake it myself for half an hour.
Yeah.
Because that's the good thing about fast food pizza is still having to wait half an hour once you get home. That's my favorite part of it.
That's awesome.
So you've never had stuffed crust. So wait, nope. Okay. So the big thing about this was that in our Discord right now is that I am a Pizza Hut guy. A lot of people in the Discord are a Papa John's guy, but there's like a few other Pizza Hut guys and I had to get another one. So Joe is my other Pizza Hut guy. He would pick Pizza Hut over Papa John's, and Cole and Owen are both Papa John's truthers. Although Owen even worked for Papa John's for an extended period of time.
Although, complete honesty, nobody can out garlic knot Papa John's.
You know what?
That's cold dead facts. I'm sorry, Truman. No comments allowed.
That's fine. No, that's fine.
I'm pretty sure he's about to agree.
I would go Pizza Hut for like cheese sticks, Papa John's for the other sides. I've also ordered Papa John's a lot more recently, but it's because they have the amazing invention called the Papadilla.
Oh yeah, my dad had the cheeseburger one. Dude, it's good. It really is good.
Yeah. The cheeseburger, I don't know. I don't like the zesty burger sauce. I'm not a big cheeseburger pizza guy, and I would rather just keep my cheeseburgers to a cheeseburger-centric. Handler's reading the chat. Him and his girlfriend both split. One Pizza Hut, one Papa John's. That's high tension. Ooh. I'm a Pizza Hut guy, and my girlfriend is a Papa John's gal, for sure.
Hell yeah.
All right.
It's intense.
One for the good, baby! Woohoo!
All right. But that's not a bad pie. That's not, you know.
No. I mean, it's fantastic, actually. But not bad is a good start.
Right, we're still eating the Papa John's here.
So once again, back to the whole thing. Is it the appeal of having basically cheesy breadsticks and a pizza in one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, crust, which is a thing that you dip in ranch or, you know, try in other ways. You now get to put cheese crust in it.
I think it was invented for people who suck at eating crust. And so they're like, what if we incentivize you eating your crust and you pay a little extra for it? And people are like, okay.
Which also, my girlfriend doesn't eat her crust. Which is probably my biggest complaint about Papa John's, is I think it's just boring crust. So, stuffed crust, a big addition for me on the Papa John's front. That's huge. And one of the things that, no, but not only is this a Papa John's versus Pizza Hut episode, is that one of our friends in the Discord recently has turned us on to a pizza hack. And so before the show, I made everybody go grab a bottle of yellow mustard. This is a recent thing. The friend is from Alabama, so, you know, we don't trust him that much. But we'll try this just for him. I want you guys to try mustard on your pizza. Do we all enjoy mustard, like, on, like, a hot dog? Are we all mustard on hot dogs kind of guys?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
We're cultured. We have taste.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna... Is it okay if I dip, I mean, like, scoop my mustard? Because I don't want to put it right on my pizza.
That feels like a lot. That feels like you're going to get a lot of mustard.
Yeah, that feels like a lot of...
No, see, the problem is, this is my mustard thing, so if I try to squirt some mustard onto my pizza,
you
I'm going to,
squirt
like,
some mustard.
It.
That's for
just
squirting.
Just be very careful.
That's a squirting bottle. What are you...
Yeah,
what,
you would
what are you
so,
taking it out
like,
in a brush?
Almost,
what are you doing?
It's almost... It's, like, halfway empty, so it's in that spot where... Just trust me, I'm just going to do some scooping, all right?
Shake it, bang it on the desk, do whatever. You know, it's squirtable, I'm sure.
I'm doing right. Some scooping. This
so
is
here
fine.
We go.
See? That's fine.
It feels like a lot of mustard. All right, here we go. Mustard on the pizza. Mmm. It's not as bad as it sounds. I think that was my...
I don't know. So, it's better than peppermint patty, Bud Light Seltzer for sure. Like,
right.
It's not a bad.
I think that's the worst thing we've eaten on this show.
I think it's still better than Ginger Snap Bud Light Seltzer. So, like, I think, I don't, it's not something that I would do a lot, but if I went to somebody's house and they had, like, pizza with mustard on it, I would still eat the pizza.
This is, I tried this on Friday, full disclosure. And I said pretty much the same thing. Is it does not elevate it, but it does not knock it down. It's basically like before I tried this, if I saw somebody putting mustard on their pizza, I literally been like, yo, what is the, why are you doing that? Why have you brought this upon our earth? But now that I've done it, it's fine. Like, I would be like, okay, you know, I was like, somebody would be like, ew, gross. You see that person eating mustard on their pizza? I'd be like, yeah, have you ever tried it?
Ew, gross.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I feel like on a pizza that is not Papa John's that already has a sweet sauce, It might be a little bit better. Because right now I'm, like, eating it, and it almost, if you just sit there and let the aftertaste kind of set in, it's like candy. Like, it's, like, very, very, very noticeably sweet.
Interesting. But because you wouldn't say mustard is just, you wouldn't say mustard is sweet. So that's odd that it's.
No, well, I think that's a good point.
I would think of mustard as a tart thing, but it does bring out a sweet.
It might also be because, you know, Cole and I being Papa John's truthers, we're no stranger to the Papa John's garlic sauce, which is also a yellow color. And that might be where part of the disconnect is, that we're looking for that nice garlic sauce taste that we've had a bunch of times and we've never had mustard before. So our brains are freaking out when we taste something yellow on our pizza that isn't Papa John's sauce. Just
are you talking about?
Yes.
Garlic?
Yes.
Yes. Which is better once it's cooled off. We were talking about this. The consistency becomes much more
it's gotta
scoopable.
Be, see, it's got to be like a butter. It can't be like an oil. It
turn can't that be garlic liquid. Butter into garlic butter. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so.
I promise you. Best way to eat Papa John's garlic butter.
Okay, so this is probably the most we've ever talked about just an item in a while to start the episode. The other half of what we do here on Grub Buds is we talk about some weird news stories. So, since we're finishing off... And then, we're finishing off the Papa John's pizza, I want you two Papa John's guys to go first. Which one of you do you think has the more exciting story? Fight to the death.
I think Cole's probably got the more exciting one, so I can go first.
Mine's heartwarming. I would say my story is a little bit more heartwarming. So,
you might want to go first then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My story actually comes from the capital city of Colombia.
Bogota?
Where there is a taxi driver. He's been in the taxi business for a long time. His name's Nicholas Walteros. I know I'm not saying that with a good accent, but he has a beloved dog named Colonel, And him and Colonel take passengers around the city in his taxi. And this Christmas, and I guess in previous Christmases, Nicholas has been taking his dog Colonel around the city in his passenger seat of his taxi, dressed as Santa Claus. They wear matching like green Santa Claus outfits. Colonel wears aviators and a beard. He's a dog wearing aviators. Santa, and a beard.
A Santa paws, if you will.
You. Yeah, that's, yep.
Or it made and his so riders that, take a Santa paws. Sorry.
That he is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, he does not take them off. He just hangs out in the passenger seat for hours a day wearing this costume. What's really cool is that Nicholas found Colonel 6 years ago, and Colonel has been riding shotgun with him every single day for the last 3 years. Usually, I guess, outside of the holiday season, Colonel wears a police costume. So Colonel's just out there grinding for that cash, wearing his aviators every day. They start 4 a.m. every day.
Oh, man.
And he loves wearing clothes, I guess. Yeah. So.
Sorry, did you say what kind of dog he is?
He is a mutt with shaggy fur and floppy ears would be the kind of dog that he is.
All right.
Kind of dog.
I'm looking at the photo. Mm-hmm. I'll put it on for the stream. This is an incredibly cute photo of a dog.
I don't know if it can get much cuter than this right here. If they didn't like say something about the beard too, I wouldn't have noticed it, but he is literally wearing a strap-on beard.
It looks like it would just be a really furry neck. But it's
yeah.
The fact that it's a strap-on beard, what a good boy. Even more impressive. Such a beau, you know?
Yeah.
Just
oh yeah.
I'm this dog's biggest fan. I'm one of them for sure. This is an incredible story.
Hold on, Truman, can you put it up for seven more seconds? I got a 30-second ad, of course, while I'm hijacking your content.
Oh, interesting. I'll throw it up there. Yeah, yeah, so you can see this dog.
Oh, the one you have. Oh, and you have an ad? Don't you have...
I know. For some reason, it doesn't work.
Aren't you sub?
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. See, I guess he really wouldn't have noticed the beard.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like it's part of the dog. And the dog is a shaggy, you know, so you don't really see the beard. But, yeah, that's incredible. That's an incredible picture.
That's a great dog.
That's a great story to start us off. I don't, you know, a little late, but, you know, how was this supposed to come out earlier, you know? But I feel like this dog is the true spirit of Christmas. If there had to be somebody to take over from Santa Claus, this dog, top on my list for sure.
he would do it.
There's more pictures. I didn't see the more pictures.
Oh, is there more? Oh.
It's five pictures.
Oh, my God.
The last one is him. Oh, he's asleep.
Oh, my God. Oh, the pictures, there's just... Oh, my... Well... Oh, my God.
The guy
God.
Holding him.
Oh, my God. And then he sleeps on the job. Oh, my God. All right. Yep.
Aww. Oh, now that's adorable.
That's a great, wholesome story to start us off with. Absolutely phenomenal.
That's a good boy.
All right, now that we went heartwarming, I'd like to intervene real quick with a quick story.
Even cuter story?
Sort of, if you consider airboats in Florida cute, then yes.
the cutest.
So, I decided to return to the South, but instead of Southwest, like I did for my Candy Cane Santa, I went Southeast, and I looked up a Florida man story for us, because I thought we needed some high-octane spice.
Sure.
So,
always need Florida man.
In Brevard County, Florida, a Florida man who rode his airboat through the streets of his neighborhood on New Year's Eve threatened to kill deputies as they were taking him into custody. So the deputies were called into Mimosa Avenue around 11:30 at night, saw a man who was identified as blank, 40 years old, riding an airboat on the streets before pulling it into his yard. So if for those of you who don't know what an airboat is, they're what you see on Swamp Kings. They're a little boat with a giant fan on the back. Definitely not supposed to drive on the streets. Probably would be extremely loud and terrible for your airboat. So... that as it may, 40-year-old dude riding an airboat around in the streets, knocking over trash cans and shot off fireworks off his airboat. So when the deputies were on the scene, he turned the airboat on and revved the engine to cause a disturbance and mock law enforcement. He was then placed under arrest, but started making threats when deputies also tried to arrest his father into custody, telling them, "I will kill you if you hurt him." So, by that stroke of genius, the man is now facing charges of disorderly conduct and making threats to a law enforcement officer.
Fantastic. We showed his photo here on the stream. It's, that looks like a Florida man. This
I
is,
know.
This
That's
is,
what I said.
This is a chef's kiss of a Florida story. I'm talking, we're talking airboats. We're talking like a guy that looks like he would threaten police officers if they approached him. We're talking about fireworks. And even the most, just again, just a chef's kiss of a Florida story is that it was all on Mimosa Avenue. What a perfect place for this to take place is on Mimosa Avenue with all the retirees in Florida. There's retirees in Florida who live on Mimosa Avenue and have a lot of fun. And then there's guys who fucking drive airboats, threaten to kill cops, and set off fireworks. That's the two people in Florida. And there is no in between. That is it. Mm-hmm. And this is,
I thought that was perfect. A good one, boys.
This is phenomenal. A phenomenal story. And it really shows the two sides of Papa John's. On one side, you've got, you know, the nice, wholesome garlic sauce. Really neat looking pizza. Really nice and clean. Very clean cut. And then you had whatever the name of the original Papa was talking about. He's eating 40 pizzas and 50 pizzas in 30 days, sweating in his interviews, swearing there's a day of reckoning coming. This is the perfect Papa John's pairing. This is a phenomenal job by two Papa John's guys here to bring in some Papa John's like stories.
So
I just chef's kiss.
I'd also like to add that being from Alabama, our source on mustard on pizza also is a good source on airboats, and says that they're very loud, and it's just the motor and the propeller is extremely loud.
Well, nice. I was like, because there's usually just an engine with no muffler at all. It's just engine, and then there's outside of the engine.
Right. Yes. At the end of the day, it's just a fan.
And that's
you
even
around.
Before you start doing the rebel yell while you're on your airboat.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's even before you add all that in. So.
All right. Amazing. Absolutely fantastic job, guys. Let's get to the nitty-gritty here, guys. You ate the whole Papa John's slice. Everybody ate the whole Papa John's slice here?
Yes, sir.
We're all through it. You had two already? You
slurp those. He's munching, bro. Let him munch, all right?
Slurp those down.
They were two small ones.
Well,
just
yeah.
Let him munch, man.
I would say Papa John's is a smaller pizza than Pizza Hut as well, but maybe I'm crazy.
Oh, maybe yeah. No, the pizza, like... Right. So I picked these up with Savannah, and the Pizza Hut pizza, as soon as I set it in her hand, she's like, this is
hefty.
Definitely heavier.
This is a hefty.
Like, they are
pizza.
Heavy.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, Papa John's is, I will say, it's a cleaner looking pizza. It looks cleaner, but it doesn't feel like it's filling out as much as the box. This Papa John's been making the crust doughy, which is an improvement, I would say. I'm a floppier crust kind of guy.
See, Truman, the thing is, though, that with Papa John's, I'll tell you that having worked in a Papa John's, this is how it works. So it's probably better that we're in a pandemic, and one, and two, that you're ordering slightly after the 5 to 6 rush. Because if you order during the rush, you're more likely to have a pre-tossed pizza.
What?
And so the crust and the dough will have been sitting for a little bit longer. And it won't be freshly tossed, as it's more likely to be not during a rush. So I'm sure if you've had pizza before, crust looks like it hasn't risen very much.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've had crust where it looks like it rises a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
That's because the pizza was pre-tossed and not freshly tossed. So.
Little Pizza Hut, Papa John's insider there.
I've checked. You can't ask for freshly tossed. You just get your pizza when you can. So
interesting. I did. You guys got yours slightly after the dinner rush. I picked up mine at 6. And that guy was still...
That's pretty good crust rising for having that during the rush.
Yeah, and that guy was still running around like a chicken with his head cut off. So he was powering through, but he was definitely having a hard time.
Respect to in-stores, man. They grind.
So sure. This is the first time I have opened the box on this Pizza Hut pizza. The crust is noticeably girthier.
That's I also had the similar opinion. Crust is a lot thicker.
Okay, I want to compare slices next to each other. But first, before we start comparing them, before we get into it, before we taste the other slice of pizza, this is the new item. Papa John's is the new item.
Mm-hmm.
What are we grading it? I need a score out of 100, starting with Cole.
Just the crust or the whole pizza?
The whole pizza. I guess, the whole pizza, but comment on how much the crust adds or doesn't add. Give me...
Okay.
But let's start with Cole. We'll go counterclockwise to me.
Okay, yeah. Out of 100, that's tough. All pizza is great. I think baseline pizza for me starts at, 70. Like, that's, take-home, frozen pizza, or take-home, I guess, fair. Not that's frozen. Fair. But that is the baseline for pizza for me. So I would say this Papa John's pizza probably sits at, a 95 on my food scale. Yeah, I would order this every time, I'd say. If I don't care about how much I'm spending on pizza, then it is, that's always been my thing with stuffed crust is I don't just feel like spending the money on it, but really it makes the Papa John's pizza, which kind of has to be dunked in something, which is why the garlic sauce is great. It makes it very tasty on its own, and then dipping it in the garlic sauce on top of that absolutely claps. It's a solid 95 for me.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Joe?
Sure.
I mean, I gotta agree with Cole, not on the 95, but pizza starts is fantastic. You know, all the way from the dollar frozen pizzas that you can get at Walmart. Those start at 65 or 70. Pizza's amazing.
Yeah, I'm there with you.
Although, being a Pizza Hut guy, and a grandpa, and having a grandpa that made pizzas, I gotta give this. I mean, Cole's at 95. I'm at right about an 85 to 90. I'll give it an 87. This is still a fantastic pizza. And the stuffed crust obviously makes it pretty much that you get cheese bread at the end.
Yeah.
There's cheesy bread.
Right.
That's
Always a plus for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. So for me, obviously I'm a Papa John's guy. I love Papa John's pizza. I think that the Papa John's pizza just looks really good when you open it. I like the way that Papa John's toppings sit on top. I know that Truman thinks Papa John's crust isn't the best normally, but I actually really like Papa John's crust. But once again, it's always going to be better if you get the fresh tossed pizza versus the pre-tossed. But I'm not willing to give it a rating quite as high as Cole. I thought Cole's rating was really brave, but I'm also not going to go too far below it. I do think it was better than the the Apple Crisp seltzer in comparison, which I gave an 88. So I'm going to have to give this pizza a 90. I think it's, I really like Papa John's pizza. I think that the stuffed crust does add, and it just makes that, and dipped in that garlic sauce, whoo, that stuff's delicious, man. So I'm going to give it a 90.
Interesting. Okay. All right. So what are we? So Cole's a 95, Owen's a 90. Joe, where were you at?
I was an 87.
Okay. Are you adding these together?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Oh, all right. Wait. Okay. Somebody's got it.
Can I add a quick sidebar?
Sure.
I just checked my phone. I have a text from my mother, saying that she is not a loser. Really, when I commented on them being losers.
Ouch.
Is your mom watching?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. All right, all right.
Higher probability of my sister.
Oh, probably your sister. Yeah, okay.
But they're
all
in the same place, so great.
So you guys are knocked out of the park on this. I mean, so here's the thing. Again, we gotta talk about what we've rated other things on this show. I had the cheddar chalupa at, what did I put that at? 95? I put the cheesy gordita crunch at a 93. I think the regular chalupa at a 92 or a 91 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this Papa John's pizza beats the chalupas for me. It's tough. I think it's a solid slice. And here's the thing about me being the Pizza Hut guy. I'm big Pizza Hut. Hate Papa John's. I don't hate Papa John's. I think Papa John's is a solid slice. I think Pizza Hut's a little better for me personally. We'll see. I don't know if I've ever eaten them back to back either. So maybe it's just nostalgia factor. But I think a part of it is also that I don't think it's an incredible pizza. And pizza is like Cole said, it's great. I mean, a floor for a bad pizza. What is it? There's, you know, sorry for moms and dads listening. What do they say? Pizza's like sex. Good pizza's really good. Bad pizza's still pretty good. But so yeah, I mean, it's not a bad pizza. It's just not incredible for me. I'm gonna put it at. It at least deserves a B for sure. I'm gonna put it at like an 83 per se. And again, people listening on this, this isn't a scale of normal food. If I go get Jack Stack barbecue, I sit down and I eat that perfect brisket and those ribs and the cheesy corn. This isn't on that scale. I'm not gonna say Jack Stack 97. Meal that doesn't make it 2 points above the toasted cheddar chalupa, just so we're clear. But an 83, solid pizza. An 83. So
what I'm hearing is that the toasted cheddar chalupa is almost as good as Jack's.
I don't know.
That's what I'm taking away from that. I should go to Taco Bell, then spend like $50 at Jack's Stack.
We've talked about this before. Fine cuisine is sort of lost on me because, you know, I could go and have that perfect steak. Go to a steakhouse, spend $80. They cook me just a perfectly steak that just melts in my mouth. Perfect wine pairing. All the fixing, all the side. Oh, so fantastic. I can say, this is the best thing I ever had in my life. And then 2 weeks later, I'll be hungover, and I'll order, and I'll go and pick up Five Guys, and I'll eat that burger dripping down my arms, and say, "Oh, this is the best thing I ever had in my life." it's wasted on me. But so yeah, 83 is my final score for the Papa John's pizza. I think the crust isn't that different for me, honestly, as opposed to normal Papa John's crust. I really wanted to like it, but I need it a little meltier. We're gonna see with this Pizza Hut crust. It's a little meltier. And
should we bust in this bad boy?
I think
it
fills it out. And I was going to do this comparison because I think we've already kind of mentioned it about how just Pizza Hut's pizza just is. There's some differences, right? We've got to talk about the differences between Papa John's and Pizza. Papa John's, Pizza Hut. Already, Owen, you talked about it. You thought Papa John's puts on more cheese. Which is fine. I think I just watched a food theory about this. If you ever watch a lot of YouTube, food theory is a big guy. And he was talking about how cheese and stuff compares to the crust and how a lot of pizza places put less cheese if you're putting toppings on it and stuff like that. And it seems, you know, I had three toppings on this pizza. There's not a ton of cheese on this Pizza Hut pizza. Uh-huh. This is a stiffer crust. It's hard to tell because it's falling off anyways. This is a much floppier crust. Pizza Hut, a lot more floppy. Papa John's a lot less floppy.
Oh, actually.
I'm closer to the edge on this Pizza Hut crust as opposed to the Papa John's crust, and that's the difference right there.
Something else that might be worth mentioning, with the Papa John's crust, my hands weren't super greasy. But with this Pizza Hut pizza, touching the underside.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
You take a lot with you when you pick up a Pizza Hut pizza.
Papa John's?
You don't just get to leave the pizza. It comes with you.
There's a liner at the bottom of this Pizza Hut box before the cardboard. Papa John's doesn't have to do that. I'll admit that.
They don't need
it. If you look at the sides, Pizza Hut's just a little thinner of a crust, I would say, compared to Papa John's also. But the crust, crust.
You have back to back on that crust.
Yeah, Pizza Hut's got a lot thicker crust.
The actual depth of
that
the crust.
That one does some squats.
The actual depth of the crust. I don't know if it comes out as well on camera, but it recedes a lot more into the pizza. But I would say the Pizza Hut pizza is a little longer of a pizza per se, and I'd say it's about the same amount of. I think there's more pizza. Of a Pizza Hut crust, of a Pizza Hut piece, than a Papa John's piece.
So Truman,
all I have is a good length, good girth. Nice slice. Nice.
So Truman, with your comment on the cheese, everybody knows that there's more cheese on a cheese pizza than there is cheese on a topping pizza, obviously, right?
Right, for sure, for
but
sure.
But what I can tell you with insider knowledge, having created Papa John's pizzas before, there is a tendency to put less cheese on a more toppinged pizza. One, because when most of the time when people order like really crazy pizzas, it's always at 5:30 during the rush when the in-store people are like,
you're probably getting less cheese during the rush.
Are
anyways.
Shooting heroin trying to get all your orders out so they can, you know,
heroin,
speed up.
Heroin's a downer, Owen. You got to shoot.
Oh, wait, that. Heroin's a downer? Am I? Yeah. Oh,
so as being
okay,
someone
sorry.
From Missouri, I have to do the critically acclaimed meth. That's an upper. You got to get your uppers and your downers.
Right, all right, all right. Sorry. They're smoking thing. Meth to keep up with the orders.
There you go.
You know, funny enough, I should have known that because some of the people in stores I worked with actually did smoke meth. So maybe I should have just known that.
If you've never worked in a commercial kitchen, the drug use in commercial kitchens is off the charts. I worked with a guy at a restaurant that I worked in Manhattan, and that guy would take whippets on the job. We had butter in a can that you'd spray on something to make it not stick to the grill. And once that butter ran out, that dude would, on the way to the trash can, that man was just taking rips of it. Just taking rips of it. Just full on to the trash can. And I'd say, again, nothing happens at my job with engineering now. They're all normal guys, all very, very straight edge, very classy guys. But commercial kitchens, there's drug use. If you think that you're, whoever cooked your meal wasn't on some sort of drug, it won't be worth a damn. And it will come out late. So,
but that being said, so the more toppings you have on your pizza, the more tendency it has to have less cheese because sure. they're super. They have these cups, right? They're spreading the you know the bits of cheese on your pizza before it melts. Higher mm-hmm. tendency for it to bounce off your pizza and land in the catch tray. Higher tendency for the people to not give a shit as long as it looks fine before it goes into the oven. So
interesting. What happens with that cheese
so
that lands in
the
catch
don't
tray?
Put less cheese on.
Asking
there,
for
the
a friend.
More of it bounces off.
Sorry.
Asking for a friend, what happens to those toppings that land in the catch tray? No reason.
They all
I'm just,
go in the trash.
Damn, dude.
Unfortunately.
No. You think I could convince my local Papa John's to just throw that in a bucket for me? Or
right.
No. Wait. That would be like the ultimate grab bag. Make like a $3 pizza, and it's just they scrape the catch tray or
well,
something.
See, yeah, the thing we call it a catch tray, right? I don't think it's officially called a catch tray, but a running joke with all the drivers there that I'm still sure exists today. Is whenever someone gets like one of those 7 or 8 topping pizzas, everyone's just going, hey man, how long till that catch tray comes out? Because it's got so many fucking ingredients on it. It just looks like someone took a scoop out of the catch tray.
Restaurants have the kitchen sink. Papa John's have the catch tray. Very nice. All right, boys. Again, to honor the still current president, we've got to go crust first. Here we go. Because that's how luxury is, baby.
Mmm. That's a lot of cheese.
It's a better stuffed crust. I would say. That's my initial read on it. Because I think that's a better way to stuff a crust. And again, I think part of this is that Pizza Hut is stuffing this crust mad. I think they're angry. So they're stuffing this crust. If you look at... If we were to compare the stuffed crust... Again, you know, you can see... Some holes in there. There's some space. That's Papa John's right now. This is a pissed off pizza company. Look at that. That's fucking white. Tell me where the cheese ends and the crust starts.
Well,
my
see,
shitty webcam
true,
can't pick it up. I'm just telling
on my
you.
True, on my Papa John's pizza, it was more of a solid kind of like cheese stick looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Pizza Hut is clearly more melted with the gap being in the middle.
Right, right.
And... I don't necessarily, I think I actually do think this Pizza Hut crust tastes a little bit better, but it was a lot thicker and chewier for me.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, and my thing
is... I mean, that's not to say it was bad. It was tasty, to be honest.
The cheese in the crust tastes like mozzarella to me, whereas the other one was just like a little slightly more generic white cheese.
Yeah.
Someone
that just eats mozzarella.
Yeah, I completely disagree with that, because I think their flavors are... identical, like the cheese itself. Mm-hmm. When I ate the Papa John's stuffed crust, the first thing I thought was like, this tastes exactly like Pizza Hut stuffed crust cheese. Like it was like the same concept to me. But coming back to Pizza Hut, I mean, I like the seasoning on the outside. It doesn't come through as much as I was remembering it did, but it is a lot more stuffed. It is girthy. There's a lot of there's a big old cheese stick in there.
Yeah, I'm with you, Cole.
Interesting. I think just off the initial rip, I'm here to tell you that if you like one or the other over the other, you're not wrong. There's things to like about both of these. They're certainly different, right? I don't think anybody could say they taste the same. They definitely don't. They're not the same slice. You could feed me blind these two pieces of pizza, and I could probably tell you which one's Pizza Hut and which one's Papa John's. There's no way for me to actually do that here on stream, but I would hazard to guess that I could name it. But I would say they're different, and I wouldn't say one's inherently more better or worse.
I'd like to point something out, that the jalapenos on the pizzas taste different.
Interesting.
So the jalapenos on my Pizza Hut pizza are more spicy, but less crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely a lot more, like literally a lot more heat in these jalapenos. And I can tell you, but like once again, having worked at a Papa John's, that all of the jalapenos, there's never like in real peppers, right? You might get a spicier jalapeno than another one.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that in these commercial kitchens, these side items like this always taste the same.
Yeah, you ain't slicing the jalapenos in the kitchen.
Right, exactly. It's actually one of the few items at a pizza place that they don't actually cut like themselves there. It's like jalapenos and banana peppers are like the only things that Papa John's doesn't actually live cut. It's like tomatoes, banana peppers, tomatoes and green peppers and mushrooms are actually all live cut. But banana peppers and jalapenos aren't. And these ones are less crunchy, but definitely a lot more hot at Pizza Hut.
Sure.
Which I think is very interesting.
All right. Let's get into our Pizza Hut news stories. Joe, I'm going to start off with yours before mine. Just because I'd seen this one.
But mine's more American.
I mean, it depends what you think of America.
Oh, no.
But again, one that I've already seen this week in other ways, but this is the full news story on it. I think a lot of people will be interested in this, Joe. What is? Can you tell us about your news story, Joe?
Okay, so there's this guy lives in Kentucky, and he dressed himself up as Cousin Eddie from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And it's a video of him standing in his driveway, drinking a beer, smoking a cigarette, as he is casually getting all the snow off his driveway. Now, this sounds normal so far. So let me ask you, how is he getting the snow off his driveway? Well, he's got a flamethrower.
What? That's what I was going to say.
No, it wasn't. Get out of here. This man took a flamethrower and used it to... I would say blowtorch his driveway, but really just melted all the snow. And so somebody wrote on Facebook, God bless American rednecks, which is him.
Wait, he commented on his own story?
Well, he posted this 30-second clip of him that he had his wife take with the caption of God bless American rednecks.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. His alternative was also caught by somebody on Twitter, which is another little video. I don't know if you can throw that up on stream there for anybody, Truman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was from a longer distance away, but yeah, you got the one of him up close with it. Yeah, there's the one at a distance where he's full on. Yeah,
people called him a genius. If you're Elon Musk, you're obviously happy that somebody's using a flamethrower. Now, I will say this wasn't an unflamethrower.
A boring company?
Yeah, it wasn't a boring company, not flamethrower.
Sure.
But it was called a surefire way to get things done by people on Twitter.
I hate you. A surefire way. Oh, and apparently
people want to hire him to come clean off their driveway.
That'd be kinda sick, dude.
My mom actually used a flamethrower to clean weeds out of the garden. That was one of the things she would do. is to just like clear weeds at the end of the season, or when she's about to start fresh in the spring, just to clear it all out. She would just flamethrower everything. Now the
that's a big brain idea. Like, well, with the organic, that's actually kind of big brain.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to use pesticides or anything, but and it's supposed to be better for the crops. It helps a lot more The other flip side to that, I can't personally recommend this, as I do remember one year the garden all of a sudden getting a lot bigger for some reason. Can't remember why. Might have been because half the yard at the upper top kind of lit on fire, and she couldn't get under control immediately, and so the garden just got a little bigger, kind of took over the hillside, because it used to just be at like along the fence. It's maybe 3 feet wide, and I'm talking 10 feet wide off the fence by the end of it, just because. And whether or not it was intentional, up to debate for sure. But
I mean, that's how my dad takes care of the asparagus every spring. He goes out there with his flamethrower and burns it all to hell.
Right. I mean,
I mean, like the biological properties of that, you know, are actually good. People say that that's why the farmers do controlled burns, is because it's good for crops.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's why if you're running a natural prairie land, that's why you want to burn it off, is because that's how it's supposed to happen. You're supposed to have a lightning strike every year or couple years or something that clears out all the everything and opens it up for the new stuff.
As students of Kansas State University, I loved a good crop burning season, for sure.
Oh, so, dude. The best smell in town. I-70 or Bill Snyder driving into town at night or out of town with the fields burning, dude, absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So pretty.
Which is also why California is just absolutely screwed all the time, because they've done so much work to stop wildfires from naturally occurring that the forest just wants to burn. All it takes is one gender reveal party.
Nice.
Oh, no.
Oh, Christ. For the record, one of the things about the flamethrower guy is that he was dressed as Cousin Eddie from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I don't know who's watched it. You did mention that?
I mentioned that.
Okay, just making sure that was mentioned. But yeah, it was, you know, a white bathrobe, socks, slippers, and a hat. Perfect.
Incredible.
Very nice look. Fantastic. What a nice, touching American story. My news story was actually on the last day of news in 2020. It was released on 12/31/2020, and I feel like it summed up how a lot of 2020s went for people. I think in a way that we all went through this problem in a way, but in a neighborhood, one of the boroughs of New York, Queens, of course, probably the most popular, residents of a Queens neighborhood have been victimized for weeks of an aggressive squirrel that has been attacking people for no rhyme or reason. No signs of rabies, no signs of anything. One victim described the nutty attack as an MMA cage fight. And I lost to a squirrel. They say the denizens of New York City's borough Rego Park neighborhood say an aggressive squirrel has jumped on them and bitten them in the past several weeks. Some people have been quoted as saying, "We're wrestling in the snow, and there's blood everywhere, and my fingers keep getting chewed, and it won't let go. It eventually just stopped, and there I was, a big bloody mess." Just angry squirrels. To complete your 2020 bingo card. We've all seen the nice campus squirrels at school that don't seem to be bothered by anybody. This is the anti-campus squirrel. You come close to this squirrel, you're dead. You're fucking dead. This squirrel's coming for you, those fingies. It wants those fingies. It is hungry. It is going to attack you.
If somebody has 10,000 points, need some toes.
These squirrels are aggressively going after people. That's a quote from somebody. Here's the worst part of it is here's when you know something's going bad. The city's Department of Health advised neighbors to hire a licensed trapper. That was their advice to people. And the large metal traps have yet to capture any of these squirrels.
God. Well, I will tell you, I have actually have experience with trying to trap squirrels in my backyard, and they're crafty, dude. They're smart. They know what the traps look like. So the first squirrel, you catch the first squirrel pretty easily. You know, you put some peanuts or some peanut butter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It trips over the trap, and these squirrels apparently are intelligent enough to watch their friend squirrel get trapped, and they learn how the trap works. So you have to set the trap to make it like – so it generally there's like a balance, and the squirrel steps on it, and the traps close. The squirrels have learned this,
yeah,
and now will pull stuff off and head for the exit while it's still unbalancing, so mm-hmm. that they'll get out before it closes. They're crafty, man.
Yeah. They I assume Joe was thinking of this as well, but we watch a YouTuber who was an engineer at NASA. A YoTober who was an engineer at NASA, and he engineered a squirrel obstacle course to keep them, because he was getting annoyed from them eating out of his bird feeder. So he created this obstacle course for squirrels to get across, and how pretty much they outsmarted them. They always found shortcuts around it and stuff like that. He had to keep on fixing the problems to try to, you know, get these squirrels to finally get all this stuff. But once they figured it out, literally all the squirrels figured it out immediately. One squirrel figured it out, communicated to all the squirrels, and the squirrels were just hammering it. And it was only meant to give them like one nut, and eventually they just fucking got all the nuts out anyways. And then it's...
They do, man. I'm telling you. They're smart.
It's a very good video to watch. I'd recommend everybody to go watch it from Mark Rober. But yes, squirrels are incredibly intelligent animals. And apparently if they get pissed off enough, you're dead. You're fucking dead. They're coming for you.
They eat you.
They're coming to... They're fighting New Yorkers. If these squirrels came to the Midwest, can you imagine how...
They're walking here.
These squirrels are pissed off city squirrels. And they are mad. And they are the offense.
I mean, in terms of the MMA cage match, apparently no one told him about no biting. Because one, New Yorkers bite more people than dogs every year.
That's
and
not two, true. You're making that up.
No, dude, I'm serious, bro. New Yorkers bite. It's New Yorkers bite more people than sharks. Sorry.
Sharks are...
That's a much different number there, dog.
Sharks be chomping. Dude, yeah. If you think sharks are scary, dude, just walk through the streets of New York. You're more likely to get bit by a New Yorker than a shark. Anyway, so not only are squirrels going to the biting capital of the world, they're winning.
That's right. They came to your turf, and they beat you at what you do best. Squirrels, baby.
It's terrifying. Remind me to never go near squirrels in New York.
Yes.
And Delaney, we don't come up the property.
I'll just stick with the turtle doves from Home Alone, too. That's what I'll stick with, all right?
Somebody in chat asked, are squirrels smarter than anyone in this call? Absolutely. These squirrels are for sure. We play
smarter
the same
than anyone. We're not gonna say who. We're not gonna do that.
All right.
Trust me. We tune into the streams every. You can tune into the streams every day and watch us play the same damn games and be garbage at them. And these squirrels are figuring out how to fight people in like two tries.
They get better at it.
Like, my only guess as to why these squirrels are so mad is there must have been one squirrel that, like, they accidentally, like, knocked the coffee out of the squirrel's hand one time, and now the squirrels have a sworn vengeance against them from here on out. That's the only answer, I think. That's the only
reasonable solution.
You know, it might
be because I ran over a squirrel with my car the other day.
Did you really?
They communicated.
Dude, yeah. So this is my theory on why squirrels are so smart, because all the dumb ones get run over by cars. So... You know how most of the times when you run over an animal, there's a spot where you have a decision on whether or not to brake or turn or try to get out of the way?
Mm-hmm. This squirrel, never turn, but
dumbest squirrel turned. I've ever seen, gave me a 0.2 second reaction on chance. Like, I've never seen a squirrel make this kind of decision. So I'm driving, right? And I'm passing these two cars on my left that are parked in this one lane road, and the squirrel just straight under my wheel. Just like zero reaction time. Saw him for like less than a tenth of a second. Just straight under my wheel. And I was like, I've never seen an animal this dumb. Like, you just darted.
Christ.
So that's why squirrels are so smart. Because all the dumb ones get run over.
All right. Before we rate this pizza, my running over an animal story is one time I had a friend who was getting over a breakup. And he had called me. And he said, hey, could we like go for a ride? Can we talk? I was like, yeah. I'll take you around. We can talk, all this sorts of stuff. So, I mean, he had just gotten broken up with. It was a long relationship. It was very serious. He was very upset. And so we were kind of, you know, sometimes with your friends, you just got to be there for them. And sometimes that's just sitting silently in a car and driving. But the thing about it was, is so we're driving down Tuttle Creek for, Fort Riley, I think. Fort Riley over by, like, Bontai, if for those who went to K-State. Like, right around that area, we're driving, just very somber, very quiet. I might be playing a little bit of music, just very low. And I'm just trying to focus on the road, blah, 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 all this stuff. We might be talking a little bit, you know. He's sad. And we're driving, and then all of a sudden, a fucking raccoon just comes out. And I was in, like, the right lane. So I'm drifting left to try to avoid this raccoon. And this raccoon fucking leaned into it and just, bam. I mean, we hit it hard. I mean, it was, like, no doubt. And like, literally, it was the quietest. It was a quiet car ride. And I go, bam. And I'm like, oh, my God. And he saw it too. And I'm like, it's dead. It's dead. We fucking killed it. Oh, it's dead. We just killed that fucking raccoon. Oh my God, it's dead. And then we drive about 10 seconds in silence after that. And as we're getting there, we're getting up to a light. And we both kind of look at each other. And he says what I'm thinking as well, which is, well, we got to go back and see if it's dead, right? I was like, well, of course. So we turn around, we U-turn. The raccoon was most definitely dead, and we went on with it. But it kind of helped to lighten the mood. It helped improve the mood. Oh. It was definitely a shock. Oh. Yeah, right. Running over a raccoon improved the mood in the car.
Incredible. Incredible. It's not every day that happens.
So, I had a deer almost do that to me on New Year's Eve. I'm driving, and of course, I'm looking in front of me. So I see a sprinting at me out of the corner of my eye, and if it hadn't stopped, I'm pretty sure it would have just run smack into my rear driver's side door. I'm just like, why would you do that?
Well, I mean, my dad,
we had a deer run into my dad's mirror when we were driving on the highway one time. He saw a deer at the last second. He's like, holy shit. And my dad basically just bitch slapped this deer with his mirror of his car. It folded in the mirror. The deer ran off. No problem. Whatever. But literally, like, it was a doe, luckily. And it just fucking poof, just smacked right on the car on the rear view mirror. And that was the only, or the side view mirror? Whatever. The mirror that's on the outside of the car on the side. That's in. And nobody was the wiser for it. We all just went, holy shit! And that was about it. And then...
Well, dude, there's all those videos on, like, Reddit and stuff of deers, like, running across highways and then just jumping off, like, over the railing and just going, because they just jumped off, like, a 50-foot freeway. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how deer do what they do, man. I don't...
Bones.
You'd think that the deer would stop running across roads the way they do because they see all their friends get launched by semis. But they continue to do it. They don't understand.
Yeah, if I watched enough of you guys die running across the street, I'd stop running across the street. I mean, that's why us as Americans, as people in general, have stopped running across the street when there's cars.
Well, Truman, that's just why America is the oldest and greatest country on the planet, because we know not to run in front of cars, dude.
Hell yeah, brother. I think we finally hit it. I believe we're 2021 years old, finally. Congrats, America. All right. I believe we've gotten off topic, some would say. I believe we were talking about Pizza Hut's stuffed crust pizza. We'll go in reverse order this time, and we'll have to end it. I'll start off with the first review. I put Papa John's at 83. I'm here to tell you that again, one pizza place over another isn't going to be 20 points apart, right? I think it's still chain pizza, and we say this every time, is that you can debate on the chain pizzas all you want. Go and get a local pizza place; it's going to be miles better. But
yeah,
I would put the Pizza Hut pizza 87, and I think these are good toppings to go with it. A nice chicken, tomato, spinach. Perfect. Simple, nice, delectable. I think there's more tomatoes on it than there are with the Papa John's pizza. There's a little more spinach. There's a little more chicken. You know, it's how much do you like toppings? How much do you like crust? How much do you like cheese? We'll tell you which pizza to eat depending on how you rank those. But I think I put toppings over the other two. And, you know, so I would say that I have to go Pizza Hut over Papa John's because I'm a big toppings guy. I'm a big crazy toppings. I'll put buffalo chicken pineapple tomatoes. Oh, yeah. Because I don't care. You're not eating this pizza. I'm ordering this pizza for myself. You know.
He's eating this pizza.
But like my girlfriend, I said she's a Papa John's gal. She only orders sausage. She gets just sausage on the pizza. And I get it. I get why you'd like Papa John's more. If you're just doing one topping, that's fine. You know? Like, I get it. But so yeah. Overall, all of that long ass explanation was to say Pizza Hut 87.
Yeah. Final that's fair. So yeah, For one thing, Pizza Hut doesn't actually carry bacon bits. Maybe I missed that on the ordering
screen.
You can definitely order
bacon.
I had bacon.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe I'm just an idiot then. Maybe it wasn't on the app or something.
Maybe.
It might not have been on the app.
On the website, I had to click more meat to like give me more options. See,
there's a lot of meats at Pizza Hut.
Which all I can say is that's the correct choice for a pizza.
Pizza also has impossible meat for anybody who's not eating meat pizza. And I've had it, and it's fine.
Being that as it may, Pizza Hut did forget my pineapple that I ordered on my pizza. So I have to dock Pizza Hut -2 for that. No, I think it's understandable. But, you know, the crust, if you like the thicker crust, it was tasty. I'd say that the cheese in the stuffed crust was actually better at Pizza Hut for sure. I think that it's definitely better well defined. They've been doing it for longer, so it should be better, and it was. I do like the Papa John's jalapenos better. I like more of the crunch when I get jalapenos versus just the heat. I think the heat was fine on the Pizza Hut. It's good, but I just like I prefer that crunch. But like Truman says, they're really not that different. So I gave the Joe. Did I give the Papa John's like a 92?
Yes.
Okay. Well, due to recent thinking, I'm gonna change my Papa John's to a 90, and then I'm gonna slap Pizza Hut at like an 87. So, like I said, they're really not that similar. I just give Papa John's the edge because I like a little bit more cheese, a little bit less sauce, and I think both crusts are good. I think Pizza Hut's seasoning on the crust is probably a little bit better, but I think the actual crust is a little bit better at Papa John's, like in terms of just the bread. But I think Papa John's has a slight edge due to the toppings for me and the cheese and a little bit less sauce. But I mean, like I said, if I go to someone's house and they're having a party or something, and someone goes, "Hey man, I brought Pizza Hut pizza," I'm not gonna be like, "Ew, bro, I eat Papa John's."
Right. I mean, it's not Domino's, you know.
Yeah.
I would also say that Pizza Hut does have more sauce than Papa John's. But I've also heard you've got to order Papa John's with extra sauce is another thing that my girlfriend who loves Papa John's pizza said.
Yeah, you can definitely do that. So, yeah, for me, Pizza Hut 87.
Nice.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
So I'm going to come out quick. I'm going to slap Pizza Hut with the same thing I gave Papa John's, which is 87. I feel like it depends. It's what you want from the pizza. So what I will say is, I don't know if it's just because it's this pizza, but the crust under the cheese and sauce and all that was very thin. I liked that better on the Papa John's pizza. That it was thicker there. Although I liked the girthier edge on the Pizza Hut pizza. So it's like ultimately I give them both the same score because the best pizza is a mixture of both of them, to me. The more cheese and the thicker outer crust are, and then from pizza and the Papa John's, you get the thicker crust underneath and the more cheese and the less sauce, or, you know, the rest of that you can configure it the way you want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, fair.
That's very understandable. That. Yeah. I mean, first things first, Pizza Hut stuffed crust blows Papa John's stuffed crust out of the water. I agree that Papa John's crust normally is like it's just there is more crust to it, like you were saying, Owen. I think it's like it might not be size thicker, but there's definitely a density to it, and then under the whole pizza it's better. But yeah, Pizza Hut's stuffed crust definitely crushes. That being said, I'd have to give the pizza itself, so I gave Papa John's the 95. I have to give Pizza Hut a 91, I think.
Okay.
I think that's where I'm going to sit. And that's the rest of the pizza is just so different. I think, well, I guess, so the there are two very, very different things that you're going for. Like, you don't order Pizza Hut or Papa John's because you're feeling something similar. The only similar thing is that they're called pizza. To me, they're both completely different things. Like, other than that, I think the biggest thing about Papa John's is that the grease comes on the side. Like, yeah. If there was anything, yeah, that is what the 4-point difference is. It is that fantastic sauce. And I ate another Papa John's piece after eating my Pizza Hut piece. Mm. By the way, Pizza Hut, you dip that in that garlic sauce. Oh my God,
it's fantastic. It's very
so good. It's so good.
We need a collab. It's a simple collab. And again, I would say just put the Papa John's garlic butter. Put it in the fridge for just a bit. It's a game changer. Just to have it really that is. Consistency where it's it more really of a dipping and more of a actual butter instead of just a sauce. It's fantastic. But
holy cow. So I don't know if you guys see the average scores, but we as a group gave Papa John's an 88.25 and we gave Pizza Hut an 88. So a quarter of a point of a difference.
No!
I think monstrous no! difference.
And I think that's fine. I think that's exactly where these scores should be. I think that's perfect. You know, if you know, we're one person going 1 point higher or lower, 1 point from these being the same score.
But I think I'd like to clarify one thing for the listeners real quick, Truman, is that all of us think that Pizza Hut, the actual, if we're only basing, if we excluded the rest of the pizza, no sauce, no anything else, we're only looking at the crust, the stuffed crust specifically.
Yep.
Pizza Hut does stuffed crust better.
Yes.
And then we differ on opinions on the rest of it. But I think all of us can agree that the Pizza Hut stuffed crust is better than the Papa John's stuffed crust.
Right.
Yes.
And you've got to guess that some of that has been 20 years of feedback on their stuffed crust. Right. They've had... Yeah. 20 to 25 years to perfect this. And they've nailed it. Papa John's has had it for a week, and we like it less. So, you know, I don't know.
But we still thought it was pretty good. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all think it's fantastic. So again, that final score is 88.25 to Papa John's and 88 for Pizza Hut.
Yep.
Nice. And nobody changed their mind, right? Nobody went off the wire, and not one of the Papa John's guys went Papa John's better than Pizza Hut or Pizza Hut better than Papa John's.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you give me the chance, I'll play my I'm a Pizza Hut guy and change that score, make them tied, but I'm not going to. No. Because like I said, I honestly believe that it's all about what you want, and the best pizza is a combo of the two of them.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I think it depends on the mood you're in. If you want a greasier, saucier pizza, if you feel like shit and want to feel like shittier, go pop Pizza Hut 100%. And I think that's the thing for me. Is a pizza is a drunk on a Friday night, hungover on a Saturday morning, warming it up kind of pizza. And I think on the flip side, I think Papa John's is more of like a normal work party pizza. I think, you know, if you know the pizza party that everybody memes about on Twitter or on your Facebook where you're not getting a raise but you're getting a pizza party, that pizza party should have Papa John's. That would feel the best at it. But inevitably it will have Little Caesars because
as an ex Papa John's driver, as an ex Papa John's driver, please continue to order those pizza party pizzas from Papa John's. Every driver loves seeing a 100 pizza order. Please keep doing that. We really appreciate that. And sometimes it gets drivers pissed off at each other for the rest of the night because some person's, you know, obviously strolling into a $20+ tip with that huge order. So please keep doing that. It's great. It's good for the culture.
Yeah. And so I picked up mine. And before we go, I want to have a question about this. Do you guys tip when you go and pick up stuff at pizza places? There's always the tip line on the receipt. We don't have to. You don't have to dox yourself. If you don't want to talk about it, don't talk about it. We can just talk about how, tip culture in America is odd, anyways. But I'm curious. Sure.
Tip I did drivers, because they still cook the pizza.
I don't tip in stores. I do tip drivers. Because drivers get paid differently when they're in their car, and in-stores always make the same rate.
Interesting.
Am I wrong in saying that I heard that it was drivers get paid more because of the wear and tear on their car?
Driving is a gamble. You don't gamble anything when you're in store. You are technically gambling every time you run routes as a driver. So
yeah,
when you're a driver, the way it works from my experience at Papa John's, when you're actually driving, you clock out, right? You grab your orders that are yours, and you clock out of the store with their little button thing, and then when you're on the road, you're making $4.25 an hour.
Okay.
So if you get stiffed at both your spots for that small trip, which generally is around half an hour, you made $2. As an in-store, you're always going to be making, whatever they pay you. $8.25, I think, was the starting rate at Papa John's. And then most of the people that work in-store end up being, an assistant manager or a manager for their pay raise. Generally, on the 18th birthday is how it worked in my store.
Interesting.
Yeah, most people got manager as their birthday present from the store. But, so that's why I don't tip in stores, because it's not really expected, and they're going to be making pizza for you anyway. The drivers are doing the service, so they get the extra money. I could have driven the store and picked it up myself.
Okay, then that's where I was wrong, because I either understood it wrong or heard it that way, was that they get paid normal and then plus a little extra for the wear and tear on their car, like gas and stuff. And that would be
right.
That would be error on my part.
Yeah, I don't think it's a mileage thing, right? You don't get paid per the mile at Papa John's. Maybe some places you get paid per the mile, but it isn't like if you drive for work, I think there's like an IRS tax rate of mileage. Again, I think we are off the rails here, guys. I don't know how we always end up like this. I appreciate everybody being here. I think, another great episode of Grub Buds. So consensus is technically throughout the whole group, Papa John's, Pizza Hut. But if we're going stuffed crust, maybe it's Pizza Hut, Papa John's.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a bigger gap.
Yeah, right. They weren't on top of each other, but there's a little bit of a gap, but we're still not, we're not, it isn't on the floor, but it's close. But, I don't know. I appreciate everybody being here. I appreciate tuning in. We got a few new followers. Again, a hotly debated topic, one that'll be interesting to see how the public decides on it overall. But, I would say Pizza Hut stuffed crust pizza better overall. Papa John's stuffed crust a little worse. But depending on where you fall, Papa John's versus Pizza Hut, essentially the same. And maybe a tick, maybe a hair, a slight sliver, a crumb better for Papa John's for the general consensus. But that is all I will ever concede. But I appreciate you guys being here. I appreciate everybody tuning in. If you're listening on Spotify, I appreciate you being here as well. Maybe next week, maybe we'll return back to Taco Bell. I think they've got new items. I think they've got 6 new items out in the ads right now. Sonic's got some stuff. Again, if you're listening, if you're in the chat, if you're on our social medias, twitter.com/steammachine, twitter.com/OwenGoshDomit, or Domination7. Are you actually using that?
Yeah, I'm starting to use that one now. So just hit me up at Domination7 on Twitter.
Yeah, shoot us your food ideas if you see something. What were you gonna say, Owen?
Lil Mac suggested a wing review.
A wing from like where?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I don't know how many places that we could do wings that you would have in Albuquerque and in Kansas. But I think maybe for an idea, we could do something similar to our news stories where we all just grab a wing from somewhere and then review it.
Okay.
Interesting.
Grab an order of wings from a local place.
Interesting. Because I think the battle episodes are very interesting. I think that's an interesting concept. I think it's very... it's different. I think it's more intriguing to see instead of just how one item is. I think
I'm just throwing
to be fair, I think people probably tuned in to watch one of us go, you know what? fuck Pizza Hut, fuck them all, and nothing, you know. And at the end of the day, we were all like, oh yeah, I think they're both. I think I'm a piece of shit for ordering a chain pizza restaurant for sure. But I think they're basically the same. I think we're all equal pieces of shit, you know.
Well, the piece that I would find the funniest about doing like a wing competition of each of us goes out and gets wings is that we'd have like three competitors, and then. Fucking other corner, nowhere that we would ever be able to get wings from.
Yeah, I don't know. We could all
each other.
Yeah, I think we'll all have to just wait a few months and get together and order every wing off of the Wingstop menu and eat them all. Just
oh god,
to become yeah. true content creators and YouTubers yeah. and stuff like that. We're ordering every flavor, eating everything on the menu. Wingstop yep. rolls actually pretty dang good.
Wingstop speedrun.
Yeah.
Okay. Clip fast the cashier. Okay. Perfect. Nailed it. All right.
All right.
Okay. World record.
All right. Again, I appreciate everybody being here. Joe, do you have anything to shout out?
Nope.
Nope. Fuck you, Joe. Cole, you got anything to shout out?
Yeah, dude. Check out twitch.tv/steammachine.
That's a good Twitch channel. That's a good Twitch channel.
Once again, fantastic graphic designer. Great team behind him. He's going places with a lot of people helping him. We'll drag him there if we have to.
The most attractive design team on Twitch. Owen. Owen, you got anything? I know you've got stuff to shout out.
Oh, yeah. Just follow twitch.tv/domination7 and at domination7 on Twitter.
Fair enough. Tune in Tuesdays for Dom That's True. Owen does a sports podcast with another great guy. I believe his name is, Truman Steen. That's me. You can find me at twitch.tv/steenmachine, twitter.com/steenmachine, more sports stuff at rollingwiththemachine.com, blah, 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 blah. We're going to start adding more stuff to the YouTube at STM Network and, I think that's it. I appreciate everybody being here. Joe, any last words? One last word. Send us away, Joe. Send us. What do you got?
Taco Bell.
All right. See you next week, guys.